Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to your show In the Light of the Quran. Today we have a new light that we will take inshallah from the Quran. Try to benefit from it. Try to live in this light so that we can see this life in the right or on the right perspective. And specifically this verse today, or these few verses that we will take today, talk about the reality of this life and how we should deem it, how we should see it and understand it, because this will lead us to the ultimate success. That these verses actually end with talking about the good end that Allah has prepared for the ones who perceive this life correctly and act according to this light that we will take from these verses. This wisdom we will take it from Surah Yunus, the Surah of Prophet Jonah, peace be upon him. It's a beautiful Surah, gives us a lot of wisdoms, but today we chose this one actually, and it's because it's very powerful and it's very helpful for Muslims to get by in this life successfully, inshallah, so they achieve the ultimate goal, which is to enter paradise. We'll start with the recitation, inshallah, then we will delve into these wisdoms and treasures.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إنما مثل الحياة الدنيا كماء أنزلناه من السماء فاختلط به نبات الأرض مما يأكل الناس والأنعام حتى إذا أخذت الأرض زخرفها وزينت وظن أهلها أنهم قادرون عليها أتاها أمرنا ليلا أو نهارا فجعلناها حصيدا كأن لم تغن بالأمس كذلك نفصل الآيات لقوم يتفكرون والله يدعو إلى دار السلام ويهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم للذين أحسنوا الحسنى وزيادة ولا يرهق وجوههم قتر ولا ذلة وأولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون والذين كسبوا السيئات جزاء سيئة بمثلها وترهقهم ذلة ما لهم من الله من عاصم كأنما أغشيت وجوههم قطعا من الليل مظلما أولئك أصحاب النار هم فيها خالدون.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back. So this wonderful light contains a lot of wisdom from the Quran, from this wonderful surah. Allah gives us the example or the similitude of this life so that we can perceive it or understand it the right way, the way Allah wants us to see it. Because so many people get attached to this world. Their hearts become so much attached to the pleasures of this life. But this should not be the case of the Muslim. The Muslims understand that this life is very short and we are here only for Allah to test us. And the only way to pass this test is to understand the reality of this life and act accordingly. Because our sights, our hearts should be attached to the life of the hereafter, life in paradise. Because this life is nothing. It's not even equal in the sight of Allah. It's not equal to the wing of a mosquito. It's nothing. And Allah said that this life is cursed. Everything in it is cursed, except for the remembrance of Allah and anything that is related to it, or anything that emanates from it. So, this should be our perception of this life, and this is how we should act. So these verses actually tell us and teach us how to deal with this life. Allah says the similitude of this life is, or the similitude of this world is like that of water, rain that we sent down as rain, and then it mixes with the soil or with the dirt of the ground, and then what happens, the earth is revived with this water. So vegetation grows, crops grow, trees, greenery, all that grows with it. So the earth comes back to life again because of this rain, because of this water. So it produces crops for people and for the cattle to eat. We have fruits, vegetables, or everything that we harvest, that everything that we take from the plants, and then we eat it and we benefit from it as food and as nutrition for us. So all this life, all this beauty that the earth, you know, assumes, all this beauty that it assumes and takes from the rain, the life that it takes from the rain, all of it brings happiness to the life, to the hearts of people. The people start to say, to see its adornments, how beautiful the greenery is, how beautiful this land is. It's so wonderful. So their hearts tend to be attached to it. We are human beings, we are inclined to this life naturally. We like the temporary pleasures that we have within our reach. This is the problem. We forget about the reality. But Allah is opening our eyes to the reality of this life. So Allah says, and when the people think that they have gained mastery over this beauty, over this greenery, over this earth and its vegetation and its crops, when they think that they have gained mastery over it and they have achieved a lot of crops, a lot of wealth of that, Allah says, maybe one day or one night, Allah will send His destruction upon it and it will be destroyed by rain or storms or whatever. And we have seen this so many times when people are very attached to their lives, then a hurricane comes and it destroys a whole city or a whole state or a whole country. People thought that they have gained mastery over life and they have achieved real affluence and high standards of living and they don't need to think about the Creator or about the reality of this life. Then Allah sends hurricanes upon them, storms that destroy their achievements. They destroy the beauty and the adornment of this life to remind them about the reality of it. That it will be destroyed. Very soon it will be destroyed. So don't be attached to it. It's not your final abode. You will not dwell here forever. You will leave this world very soon. So we should open our eyes to this fact, to this wisdom. You see how the Quran tells us about the reality of this life. These are the wisdoms of the Quran. So from now on, when you achieve some kind of privilege in this life, like when you get a very good job, don't be so much attached to it. Don't think this is your ultimate goal. When you have a wonderful family, wonderful kids, a wonderful house or mansion or a villa, don't be attached to it, because Allah can destroy it very easily. When you have something wonderful of this life, always thank Allah for it and be mindful, be aware that it is from Allah. It's not your own merit that brought these things to you. It's not your skills, it's not your excellence that brought these pleasures and these achievements to you. No, it is the mercy of Allah, it's the bounty of Allah. So thank Allah for it and use it as a means to arrive at paradise, to get closer to Allah. This is how we should act as Muslims. This is the wisdom of today that we can take from this wonderful surah. Then Allah says, so this vegetation, this beauty of the land, Allah can destroy it in one night, in one day, in one minute, in the blink of an eye, it can be total destruction. Then Allah says, thus we clarify our signs, we make them clear to the people of understanding, people who use their minds. Then Allah says, and Allah calls you to the land of peace, to the home of peace, which is paradise. So Allah reminds us, don't be attached to this life. Your real life will be in the hereafter. And Allah is calling you to the best life, which is the life of paradise, the pleasures of paradise, the eternal blessing, the eternal bliss that Allah prepared for the righteous people. Then Allah says, for the people who do well, the people who perfect their actions, who achieve ihsan in this world, and who do not get themselves attached to this life and its pleasures, for them there will be the best end, which is Al-Husna, which is paradise, which is Jannah. And they will have extra. What is this extra? Allah will grant them the pleasure and the honor of looking at the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this pleasure will be greater than Everything the believers will get in paradise. This is the greatest pleasure, the greatest blessing that Allah gives the righteous people when they enter paradise. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from those, to grant us this wonderful pleasure, to see His face and to converse with Him privately in paradise after, inshallah, we have passed the test that we are in at the moment. Then Allah says, and the people, those who will enter paradise, there will be no humiliation on their faces. Their faces will be radiant. And these are the people who will dwell in paradise forever. Then Allah gives the example of the parallel of the people who did not understand the reality of this life, that it is a fleeting aim, that it is not the real life that we should be attached to. Those people attach their hearts to this life. Allah says, these people did evil because their attachment to this life will make them selfish. It will make this life their ultimate goal, and the reality of their life will be actually, because their hearts will be attached to this life, their conduct will be a reflection of that. Selfishness, the end justifies the means. These are so very, very kind of low attitudes that the Muslims should keep away from. So Allah says, these people who followed this way, who did not understand the reality of this life, their faces will be humiliated on the day of judgment, and they will have no protector from the punishment of Allah. And it is like, on the day of judgment, they will look like as if pieces of darkness have been cast on their faces, because they realized at that moment, they realized that they wasted their lives, that they did not understand life as they should have done. Then Allah says that their abode will be the hellfire. They will dwell there forever. Now, the wisdom that we can take from this wonderful verse, from the surah of Jonah, Surah Yunus, peace be upon him, is that do not be deceived by the pleasures of this life. Every pleasure of this life will come to an end. So the real achievement we can achieve are more deeds, more credit that we get with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we get the pleasure of Allah, this is the solid achievement. But the pleasures of this world, the achievements of this world, the worldly aims, are nothing. Because at one moment they can be destroyed. This should be always present on our minds. We should keep. We should be mindful of that all the time. So that inshallah we achieve our goal, which is to enter paradise and see the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until we meet next time with another light, with another wisdom from the Quran, I leave you in the care of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I say, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.